Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, too. And we got lots of stuff there that will help you, I think, with your small business. Whatever's got you got on your mind, whatever you're excited about or frightened about, we got something I think you can find there to read or listen to that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And also, every week we ask a different poll question. We'd like to know what you think. So if you'll check that out right there on the homepage, when you click your answer and click the vote, you'll see how the poll's going so far and how you stack up with everybody else. Dr. Leah Hollis is our guest, and we're talking about employment discrimination. We're talking about employment workplace harassment. Her book is called Unequal Opportunity. Leah, tell us how we can find you and your book.
I am at www.thediversityexperts.com. The name of the organization is Patricia Berkeley, only one E in Berkeley. And the book is on Amazon.com.
I got to ask you, why is your company called Patricia Berkeley?
Wow, nobody's asked me that. The reason why is that Berkeley is my father's middle name, and Patricia is my middle name. And I think it's just a good business practice not to attach your actual name to the business.
Oh.
It gives us a different persona, and
okay.
It's not all about Leah Hollis. It's really about the
So name. Nobody's ever asked you that. Leave it to
no.
me. Leave it to me to be the one. I have that kind of mind, Leah, I'm afraid. But that's an interesting name. Now, everybody in my audience want to know, why would she name it that? Now you know, folks. That will be on the test, ladies and gentlemen. So I hope you made a note of that. Leah, your book is all about stories about women who, real women, who have been discriminated against, who had problems in the workplace, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so one of these women, or any woman out there, is sexually harassed, and she complains to her boss, she complains to the person who harasses her and says, don't do that anymore. That doesn't work. Then she complains to her boss, or she goes to the EEOC or does something while she's trying to keep her job.
Right.
And then comes the reaction, right? That happens
right.
a lot. And,
yeah.
and you call that retaliation. Talk to us about that.
Well, retaliation is when I've complained or an employee has complained, and then after the complaint, something bad happens. They lose their position, they are transferred, or even given a less appealing shift. Imagine a single mom who's working from 8 to 3 so she could come home and get her kids. But once she complains, all of a sudden she gets the 3 to 11 shift. That's a retaliatory action.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfair to change her hours just because she complained. Another thing a number of employers don't realize is that when an investigation happens, not just the complainant, but everybody who participates in that investigation is protected by Title VII.
What does that mean?
Don't just accept everybody coming forward and say, I have something to say about it. I was in that meeting. Be very careful about how many people you bring into investigation, because that will expand the umbrella of protection. And then if one of those people who participated in the investigation is demoted, transferred, or let go, it can draw retaliation.
Mm-hmm. What happens if the complaint is unfounded? It's just somebody who wants to cause trouble.
For the purposes of retaliation, whether the complaint is found to be true or not, the fact that the person invoked their civil rights means that they're covered.
See, this is what bothers me, Leah, frankly, is people who are willing to be a troublemaker. And I'm not minimizing, you know, Leah, I'm not minimizing the real things that happen out there.
Sure.
At all. But I do know that there are people out there who have no morals in terms of they're willing to just be a troublemaker, just because they didn't like something that happened. Maybe they got demoted with cause.
In that case, or in all of these cases, the best protection an employer has is documentation.
Yeah, and the policies.
Have
policy.
Records.
I'm just talking about having policies.
Having a policy and also applying it fairly across the board. So if you have an employee who complains that they've been harassed sexually on the job, and all of a sudden they start showing up late to work, your policy says you have to work from 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
The employee is not absolved of reporting to work on time simply because they filed a discrimination
right.
case internally or externally.
Right. So the first thing, though, the most important thing, it seems to me, and we've talked about this in the past, is have a policy so that employees and managers know this is what the company expects. That
yes.
gets the company, that protects the company in the first level of defense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And
if
then and then you got and then you have to demonstrate that you followed it. You're following the policy.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
and so what you're trying to do now as the owner, you're trying to get the correction of this focused on the perpetrator, not on the overall company if it's not necessary, right?
And the other key to this is the business or the organization has to follow its own policy. The minute an organization has a policy about, for example, posting a position for 30 days and they break their own policy, that alone gets them in trouble. You need
right.
to follow your own policies as
right.
well and apply them fairly across your organization.
I have to tell you, I don't, you know, this is something I haven't had to deal with, but I will tell you over the last several years, I don't have meetings with ladies to talk about their career or whatever without having somebody else in the room. I make sure
That's actually a smart, and especially
yeah.
if you know somebody, not just with ladies, but in general.
Yeah.
If you know your work, if you, the manager, know you're
yeah.
working with a personality
yeah.
that is difficult.
Well, even if it's
yeah.
not difficult. Hey, Leah, thank you for being here. Good job today. The book is called Unequal Opportunity. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely. Thank
you for
having me.
We'll see you then. Leah Hollis, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Leah Hollis. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.